There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hitting in the shadow undercover at night. Let my bad up to do it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. Welcome to Show 100. Where Twitch is, apparently we're sponsored by Playdom on Twitch, so now everything works there, as announced, and things are doing okay over here on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, maybe they have some audio on Twitch. I see the announcement there. I will help you confirm as well.
They might.
I am Epic Boss McFall. Oh, there we go. I did hear it.
Okay, cool.
It went a little weird, but I did hear it. All right, so hey, I'm Agent Epic Boss McFall, and there's on the screen with me and fixing things as we go is Ryan Ibbett.
Hello. So sorry, I am the reason that today's show is late. Well, the DMV is the reason that today's show is late. But if I would have maybe planned ahead just a tiny bit more and realized that this was the year my driver's license expired on my birthday, then I probably could have done something about it a little sooner.
It happens. You know who you need to take to the DMV with you? I think you'd make the line go a whole lot faster. Sub Boss Klotz.
Yeah. Move. Get out the way. We have podcasting royalty over here. I can do it.
There was a guy. The guy sitting next to me brought his little toddler in there, and the toddler started making a lot of noise. And the woman, DMV woman, probably her name is Selma, came over and said, you're gonna have to either, you know, pick up your son or take him outside because there are people trying to take the driving test in here. The written test, probably not the actual driving
sure.
test. and he says, no, there's nothing I can do. And he started, I mean, basically for her, it escalated to level, I don't know, 4. For him, it escalated to level 100. He threw some shouts and some F-bombs at her and, basically got kicked out of the DMV.
Wow.
Takes a lot to get kicked out of the DMV.
Yeah. The Klaus could get on his soapbox. Like, you know what the problem with the DMV is? There's a 20% success rate of getting through the line, and that's too low here. But also
20% chance to dodge my
F-bombs.
Renewal.
20% chance to have a joke fail.
Oh, thank you. for there's some kind of echo or something going on with Twitch.
That too. I still have the camera.
But you'd also get over here at Blog Talk Radio /from the Helicarrier. You'll get audio only. And it's going out there. We're going to make sure that if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to hear the music. I'm working on that right now. Hear all the clips that we have to play. Because we got some great voicemails. We've got our new, brand new All Hail the King today. We've got a new Poke Professor today. Lots of emails from you guys. We love it.
Did you intro about our guest, man?
I'm building to that. Thank you. Thanks, Iron Fist, interrupting.
Well, and, I mean, they can hear him clearly.
And but live. Here in the digital studio, Uncle George is back.
Yay! Woo-hoo. Hey, guys. Thanks for advocating for me, Klotzy.
I was getting there.
No, you know, let's just talk about everything else except for our guest. Let's just leave him languishing in the background.
You know what? He's got more episodes produced than you. I'm just saying. So, you know. That's what we got. So here is a proposed drinking game that came out. This is for the audience. If you want to play along, you go right ahead. The proposed drinking game, I cannot honestly pipe up in the chat room. I don't know. I can't remember who sent this in. But Brian, anytime Brian says, oh, geez, after I say some off-color inappropriate comment, you can take a shot. Yeah, I picked that up when asked if he's purchased or obtained the newest gold sail weapon character or 64 gold weapon.
Ask me about that.
Yeah. Klotz, his phrases are, I couldn't level up, finish a Spec Ops, play PvP enough because of fill in the blank. And then he says, okay, so after McFall throws it to him and describes him what's on sale this week. Because I do throw you down a lot. Then mine is, just saying, which apparently I still say a lot. I didn't realize I said that as much as I do. I can't remember any character, weapon, or debuff's name. So you can take a shot out of that. Or if I yell, damn it, in response to some kind of technical difficulty. Which actually has already passed a number of times today.
Yeah, right.
So
don't forget
there,
the phrase. I forget what it's called.
If you choose to participate in this drinking game, please have a poison control center on speed dial.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, Ibit, what are the headlines today?
Well, as we may have mentioned, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but it's show 100. Woo! So there's that. Also, you will never see me coming. We'll talk about what on earth we could be referring to there. And that's it for headlines. Hey, Paul, what kind of things can somebody get on sale right now?
Okay, so.
Thanks, John.
We have the rectifier at 64 gold. McFall, do you have an off-color joke to make here?
You know I do. But I will leave this one.
Okay. Yeah, I picked that up.
Well, this does appear to be a punching style weapon that your agent would hold. That's pretty cool. We still have Hawkeye's heroic EISO available, as well as the alt for a couple more days. You got about 2 days on that. We have the Mandible, which if you want it, you've got a very narrow window to farm it or buy it.
Yeah.
You got about a little more than 24 hours here. Oh, we have a special sale from our good friends at Playdom. This is very special, very interesting. Refined Reactive ISO 8. They're bundled up 8 times for Chaotic, Stalwart. They all seem to be on sale, so all the white ones there.
All the good white ones, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, the good white ones. We also have our PvP items that we highly recommend that you don't buy ever. And we have the 50% off sale on the old PvP items, which why would you buy ever?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
Now, you know, I agree they're very tempting. And I will be regretful if for some reason that they change their habits and all of a sudden there's not a game-breaking silver item that comes out at the end of this or towards the end of it that changes everything and makes gold worthless. But yeah, I'm with them. Let's not buy it. We gotta just say no.
Stand your ground. Vote with your feet, people.
Kick them in the face. That's what we're right. saying.
And punch them in the rectifier.
You know, but I'm not wrong about that certain spider sword. I'm just saying, you know.
No, you're really wrong.
Like, have you seen how much it procs and how hard it hits? It's,
yeah, no, you're just, no.
Yeah, it's that's not like, an area you want to venture into, I'm thinking.
That's like I pose that Playdom ventured there. Playdom went there.
No. That's like when you do Romeo and Juliet in high school and, you know, that weapon is mentioned and you hear some tard giggling in the background.
That was always me.
I had to use classic high school terminology there as well. Please don't think that I have a problem with people who have any kind of mental handicap.
No, see, that's a whole other conversation.
It's being era authentic there.
There you go. We'll take that. Of course, you can still get Hawkeye Heroics until the 9th, I want to say. I think that's the date. Mm-hmm. The EISO for your agent that I'm one gold bar closer to at this point. I have 23 gold bars now. And some of that actually might be spent on research, but we're going to talk about that here in a second.
Actually, the 8th for the Hawkeye's
right.
Heroics
EISO. Is that really the listed date or the real day? Because there's the listed day and then the real day. Which one is the 8th? Is it the real day?
The day they say is the 8th, which means it's really the 7th.
Really 7th. So yeah. I was off there. So you really have a small window to get it.
You have a small window.
You barely had a really long window waited. All right. New Spartan shout outs. Agent Robbie H got in just under the nick of time to submit today. So this is Sparta. So there we go. Now, George is the one who reminded me that the Mandarin dropped. So why don't you tell us what's coming with the Mandarin, George?
Well, it looks like he's going to be the Chapter 9 mega boss for that for the upcoming missions. And the art was released. Looks pretty good, except I was wondering, where is his Fu Manchu mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the rings, which was a definitely step up from the movie.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to
he had
going
rings in the movie. He
they weren't the real rings.
Yeah, no,
they were just costume jewelry. Okay, I mean like acting in the movie, not like serious real life stuff. But the Mandarin's rings have power, man, and they did not.
They're just Trevor rings, but at least he's got the long hair and the Dr. Doom leggings.
And he almost looks Asian. Almost.
Almost.
Almost. You know, it's kind of if you kind of squint your eyes a little bit and you give him short hair, it looks like a
Namor.
We're
going to offend everyone today.
No. I'm saying if you look at the photo, the drawing of him, and you squint your eyes a little bit and you imagine him with short hair, it could be Namor.
Oh yeah, somebody did say that. Somebody said at first they thought it was Namor.
Like he's got Atlantean eyebrows as opposed to any sort of Asian influence features.
So, Atlantean eyebrows, is that like a special feature of having lived most of your life in the oceans? Like,
yes, yeah. Is it,
it's their perny face?
That's right.
Pruny face, is that what he has?
Yeah, seriously, how come he's just like, he never looks like all pruny. He should look pruny all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, man,
It's his superpower, one of his superpowers.
I stayed in the pool too long, man.
So I think it'll be interesting. It's good to get a new boss. When was the last time we got a serious brand new boss that stuck around? Did we get one in the last chapter? I don't even remember who. It's been so long.
The last one was with a group boss. You mean Karn from Spider-Verse?
No. I mean like somebody sticks around, like a chapter boss. Like they introduce them in the chapter, and then then you know, now they're part of the universe. Whereas I feel like the group bosses, they just pop in, we fight them for a while, and they go away. They're not part of the major story.
Well, we're sure getting a lot of Whiplash.
Yeah.
He seems to be popping up in every single boss battle that I'm fighting lately.
He gets around. He's a hardworking guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He wants to get things done. Are you guys looking forward to fighting the Mandarin? What do you think is it going to be brutal and broken, or do you think it's going to be cool?
Yeah, it'll probably be on the same level as most of the ones that they've released, like Electro and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see him as being, you know, Karn level difficult, but probably.
Oh, man.
Probably.
Scrapper Karn. I still wake up in a cold sweat sometimes.
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I look forward. The fact that they announced him shows that it's going to drop soon, TM. And, of course, we're hoping for today. And what's interesting is one of our own lounge agents, one of, I'm trying to remember who it was right now. I can almost picture their name.
Drink.
Yeah, thank you. See, it's not just weapons or debuffs or any of that. It's people, too.
No, it's everything.
It's everything.
Disregards everything. Like,
totally. One of our agents actually got on Twitter and said, hey, you've never done a Monday drop. This course is on Monday to MAA.
The Twitter account, MAA Insiders.
MAA Insiders. Take another shot. So he got on and said, hey, you've never done a drop on Monday. How about now? And they actually responded like, well, really? We've never done a drop on Monday? It's like, nope. You really have.
I know. And then it's like, you know, just kind of a little quiet shrug, and then no
nothing.
Further response.
Tico Bill, thank you, Four-Way Flashers. It was Tico Bill who did that.
Yeah.
See, I rely on the chat room. Now, there are still some audio issues around the podcast. It sounds great. The podcast is doing amazing, and it's because at the last minute, I'm actually still trying to upload and process audio into the studio on Blog Talk so that everybody can hear it when we play it. So that is probably causing some issues on that side. Yeah.
So sorry about the audio issues on both sides. I'm still looking at the Twitch thing, and I'm not seeing anything else. I mean, the there's only one bar of audio going up and down.
And it's really going to make you appreciate the podcast this year. Nikolai, well, good right? for the podcast. Well, you're going to download it anyway. You know you are.
Well, there we go. I might have fixed the echo issue on Twitch, but if somebody
really
wants to try it.
This is just a thinly veiled scheme to get you to increase our download numbers.
You know, there's that, and then you know what? Right. For the cost of a good audio a day, you can go over to Patreon and help us.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you can't plug Patreon right now.
Yeah, no. Let's
no,
give
no, no.
Half an hour late.
Let's give him a tasty sandwich before we ask him to buy dessert.
No, no. Seriously. I am just playing.
No, I know. So
that is a show 100.
Really, go to Patreon because maybe we can fix all this. No, I'm kidding.
No, there you go. So this is I think one of the third times I've hit show 100. So it's still exciting to me. It's still a huge milestone when I see that coming. Ibit, this is at least your second, I think probably your fourth or fifth time. How long have you been doing FilmSack and Morning Stream? See, I remembered those.
Very good. Morning Stream, we're pushing 1,000 shows. I think we're on our early in our fourth year of that.
Okay.
Probably middle because we started in February. And FilmSack, even longer than that, like 5 years, 5 or 6 years on that.
So, man, that's awesome. And is it still exciting for you every time you hit it?
It absolutely is, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an amazing, amazing event. I can't imagine not doing it. There's a lot of video from it that you guys will see online pretty soon. I was actually on a comic book panel with Matthew from MajorSpoilers.com, Scott Johnson, co-host on FilmSack in the Morning Stream, as well as Chris Metzen, who is a writer, the lead writer for Blizzard, the guy that actually gets on stage and
announces things.
He is, and he's actually published comics. He's done a bunch of comics, so that was his credibility for being up there.
Was
mine,
this at
no
Nerdtacular?
This is at Nerdtacular.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got panels and stuff up there.
Well, no, I know you have panels. The fact that you have Chris Metzen from Blizzard.
We have Chris Metzen from Blizzard.
That
we have Russell Brower from Blizzard in past years. Let's see. Did Jerry? No. I'm trying to think of who we've had before. Well, let's leave it at that. We'll leave it at those two Blizzard guys because I'll take up a lot of time trying to remember who else we've had. But it was a great, great weekend. A lot of people showed up. I did this trivia thing at the end of the second day that is like a music and movie and TV and comic book trivia event. And the crotch of my pants ripped open during the first game. It was like this brand new polyester comic strip looking suit that I bought just for the event. And yeah, probably should have taken that thing out for a test drive before I put it on for the first time or the second time at that event, and kind of ripped right in the front, right in the crotchial region.
Wow.
But fortunately, I chose to wear underwear that day. Should we? Let's move on. Shall we move on? Let's move on.
So, okay.
So you have something in common with Lenny Kravitz?
Besides, you both know me.
Too?
Did you not? You guys didn't hear about that?
I haven't
it has
heard
nothing
about
to
that.
Do with the show, but he was performing recently and he was rocking out and he was wearing leather pants and he went to do a little, like, I'm going to do the crouch thing and, you know, thrust my guitar out in front of me while I'm playing. Uh-huh. And he does that and his leather pants split right along the crotch and he was not wearing any underoos. So I think you can fill in the rest. And then he immediately stands up, closes his legs and just like backs to the back of the stage, like playing still. It's
That's
so
funny.
It was wicked funny.
That's
so
awesome.
You have a lot in common with Lenny Kravitz suddenly.
I guess so. Kravitz. Yeah.
Are you going to go my way?
Yeah,
so you did.
So,
just to be clear, now here's how the show 100 typically work in my experience. It's never about the content. It's never about the actual.
Right.
It's about, hey, we made it, and all the emails actually are reflecting that. I believe that my audio on Blog Talk Radio should be much better. All the audio is uploaded there now, so everybody will be able to hear it. And if it doesn't smooth out, you know, there's always the podcasts. I'm not sure what to say. But Klotz, this is, and I count it, man, even though you weren't there for show one, it doesn't matter to me. You were there very early. You stuck with it. You've been part of the magic. You are absolutely part of the team. How's it feel to hit 100 episodes?
Awesome.
He went Batman on us.
It feels great, man. I never would have believed when I originally hit you up with like some ideas for the website and to help with the show that a couple weeks later I'd be, you know, co-hosting with you guys and we'd be having this much fun week after week. Even when we're not having fun, we're having fun. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Even at times when it has seemed dark and full of terror, we have a good time. This show's great. I look forward to it every week, and I can't believe it's been 100 episodes now. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Would you say, you know, when the night is lonely, there's still a light that shines on you?
Jeez.
There will be a Playdom, let it be. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, okay.
There's some money I need to send to ASCAP now. Thank you.
I don't think anybody will count my rendition of anything as official.
You say that. Then why do I still have to pay money whenever I play Mike Tyson's cover of One Night in Bangkok? It was just as bad.
So that just bankrupted us for the year, right? Like, yeah. Tanked our fiscal year. Like,
yeah.
We owe the. Okay, if we can plug it again, patreon.com. let's get out of this hole, because.
Please.
Yeah, I definitely would take a.
News or something, anything.
I would definitely take a second and say, you know, again, like I said, it's been different and awesome. And this road started. Oh, God, man. What, 2.5 years ago, before Dragon Con. Individually, Ibit and I both were playing this game, and we had this idea that, you know, because we were podcasters, that's our thought process, is something we're into, we'd love to hear a podcast on it. And then through circumstances at Dragon Con, we ran into each other. We'd known of each other for a while. We'd met a few times, hadn't really worked on anything together at that point. And I said, hey, man, I'd love to interview you for this other project that I'm doing. And I sit down, and he's playing the game. It's like, then the interview was just gone. It's like, oh, my God, you're playing the game. And, yeah, you know, we're talking about it, going off, and pitched my idea for the podcast. He's like, yeah, that's absolutely awesome. And I'd love to be a part of it. And you've all heard the rocky start to that. But then once it really got there, once the show was started, and if it heard it, he's like, I got to be a part of this. And we did – I don't think we did that many episodes of just us before – we really attracted an audience quickly. And Klotz, how did you discover this show? Klotz, I don't remember.
What was that? The audio broke up for a second there.
Yeah, take a shot.
Yeah, Skype is getting a little choppy.
Everything's getting choppy. It's weird. I think there's a storm rolling in too. Anyway, I said, how did you discover the show? I can't remember the path you took to find.
I literally found the show right after Kingfisher came on. You guys had done your first episode with his segment, and I was watching his videos on YouTube to get some tips, and he plugged his segment on your show, and then I started watching your show, and I watched for a couple of weeks before I hit you guys up. But like, yeah, I mean, I came in through YouTube through Kingfisher.
That's awesome.
It was literally like it was happenstance. It's not like I had been watching Kingfisher for a while. I had just discovered Kingfisher, and I watched a few of his videos, and then it was All Hail the King, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. There's a podcast, and I checked out the podcast, and you guys made me laugh, and you know, I saw some opportunities and talked to you guys, and here we are now.
And, so, Paul, did you not know Charles beforehand?
No, I didn't know Charles or Brian. Wow.
You guys have such a rapport. I thought that you guys had been friends for a while.
Well, that's the magic of podcasting.
We were fast friends. You know, we had a couple heart-to-hearts early on, and then, here we are, much to my chagrin.
I got Paul when I opened up one of my lot boxes. Duplicate cover, but Paul came out as a prize, and I kept him.
Right.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, out of the three of us, the only two who have met are me and Charles.
Yeah.
Neither of us have actually gotten to meet Paul in person. So soon, we're going to drag his butt to Dragon Con in 2016.
Yeah, I told him the network, you know, we're working hard on launching the network. It's going to be lucrative, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be able to pay for him to come to these conferences. It's going to be awesome. Fun.
Yeah. Can and, go play some HeroClix. I mean, go yeah, do some absolutely. Conferences and stuff.
No. All you got to do is be, if we have a panel that we're officially doing, then you got to be, other than that, it's free reign, man.
That's right.
And there's so much there.
We can talk Dice Masters, Paul, because I played a lot of it this last weekend in Nurtacular. And,
awesome. Yeah.
I'm all in.
Well, you know, not to start plugging all of our other shows now that we're talking about the network, but my new show, Come Out and Play, will be coming out soon. I'd love to have you on that show, and we can talk about Dice Masters if you'd like.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I definitely want to do a Dice Masters episode relatively early. So, yeah, we'll set that up.
Cool. Yeah, be all over it.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be just as knowledgeable about Dice Masters as I am about MAA. So, for what that's worth.
It's going to be pretty good. I wouldn't invite McFall on to do a show.
Not Dice Masters, no.
Oh, God, no.
Nope. I don't know anything about that. I could talk old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games, which is loosely comic game. You know, I could talk X-Men in the arcade. You know, the X-Men game that was a 4-player arcade version. I could talk that, but Dice Masters,
game was the best.
You know, Ibn and I are actually going to sit down and play if we find time. Hopefully, we'll have time. I know things get busy at Dragon Con, but the plan is to sit down and play HeroClix while we're there.
Have fun. That'll be great.
We're going to give.
Oh, really, Charles?
There's alcohol involved. You'll come on.
I think it's more likely you and I'll get a chance to play Dice Master. We can do that at the table.
Well,
Dice
Masters is fine.
Stuff. I'm going to bring enough stuff that you and I can sit at a table and play.
That'll be fun. It'll be a blast.
Easy peasy.
George,
yes,
you know, I know you've been off and on, but what do you think about hitting show 100 and being a extended part of this family?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about lately that the MAA, it's fun, you know, it still grabs me, but the highlight of my MAA experience is downloading the show every Tuesday and listening to what you guys are up to. And yeah, I've been wanting to contribute more audio to it, but I've been so busy lately that I just haven't been able to write the reports and then go and record them. But I was definitely going to make sure I had the time off to join you guys live for 100.
Well, cool. We love that. We love that you were able to make it. And you actually, I will, let me ask you this before I lead in something else. Let me ask you, do you listen to podcasts on a regular basis? Obviously, you're related to Ibbitt. You know he's been a podcaster for 10 years now, and you've been exposed to it. Are you a person who considers themselves a podcast listener?
I wouldn't say that. There are certain podcasts that I do try to catch. This one, I try to keep up with Coverville as much as I can. Of course it is. Every once in a while, if I think about it, I turn on the morning stream, but that's really about it. It's the ones that I have a personal interaction with that catch my attention.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you listen each week just to see if you appear on this show? Is that what?
See if he gets mentioned.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Another episode.
Show, and Brian did not name drop me. What the hell?
You know, though, honestly, the only reason I really mention it that way is because you actually now are a podcaster yourself. Not only have you done the appearances here, you have your own show.
I know. I can actually claim that title now, and that is so cool. Mm-hmm. Doing the panel-by-panel thing is just a total blast.
It is. It's a great show. It's getting a lot of great reception. And explain what Panel by Panel is real quick, since we are pimping out network shows.
Okay. That is the show where Charles and I read either more recent or older Marvel story arcs, and we kick them around. We tell what we liked about them, what we didn't like, how we reacted when we first read them, if we're rereading it and we caught new things, just a general discussion about how we appreciate these stories.
Yeah, it's all about the arc, you know, it's a completed story, and then it's the experience. And I've been blown away about how easily it comes to you to share the stories and experiences you had. The Dark Phoenix, the first episode we did, just really pops into my mind. You talked about reading that in the 60s or 70s? I can't remember. 70s?
The late 70s.
Late 70s, sorry. Take a shot. Really? I don't remember the dates. Okay, this is no shock to anybody. But you said you're like young preteen teenager, and you're reading the story, and you can remember having the weight and how it felt to wait, and you made me feel it. And I was like, wow, yeah. This is why I knew you'd be great for a show. It's just, you know, you can communicate so well and amazing, and it's I love doing it with you, man. And I wish we had more time to do more regular episodes, but it's definitely, yeah. It's definitely a special. You know, we do it as much as we can, and we have it on a 2-week basis, and there's still some things working out with it, like iTunes needs to be fixed. But it's fun, and I'm glad to have you on board. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love being able to reread the ones that I've already read in the past and kind of relive it, see if I can recall any experiences with it. And then on the flip side of that, I love being able to catch up with the most recent stuff that I hadn't gotten around to reading yet.
Yeah, and you've inspired me to go and read other things as well. You know, I had a very narrow comic book palette, if you will, when I first started reading. It was all X-Men and some Batman. That's it. Yeah, I wasn't even into Avengers when I started, and Spider-Man is, you know, for me. But now it's different. Now I'm very widespread, and Walt Simonson opened my eyes to a lot of things, and that particular episode. And it's you, actually, the next two episodes that come out were your idea, War of Kings. I'd never heard of it, didn't know much about the Inhumans. Other than what are, you know, a little bit about who they were and from the game. And then, bam, you know, you threw me in this War of Kings. It's like, okay, there's this world to dive into. It's really awesome.
Yeah, lots of fun.
And, you know, speaking of family, and Klotz, you said you came to us through the Kingfisher. When we first started, I did 4 episodes, I think, myself. And it was rough, truth be told. It was definitely me finding my way and figuring out what to do and being more news versus entertainment, I guess. And then Ibbitt jumped on board, and he really helped pull that cart forward, and we found our niche. And then our audience started saying, man, there's this guy who does these videos, and it's these amazing videos, and he's really like you guys. And I don't know about Ibbitt in his shows, but I know when I've started other shows, you get that early on. It's you're just like this other person. And I tend to kind of ignore it at first because, one, I'm trying to figure out my own way and what I'm actually going to do here. And two is a lot of times it doesn't actually fit. But in this case, he just kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. And I finally went, okay, you know, I'll go check on it. And when I went to check on it, it was Kingfisher. And it was amazing. And he did blow me out of the water, and the way his mind worked and how entertaining he was and how much information he had. And he helped change my game. He helped me definitely change my game. And so Ibbitt and I decided to reach out to him, and we partnered up, and then that's, of course, how we got Klotz. But I believe the King here has already made a special All Hail the King, so I am going to play that.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. I know it's a special day, so I want to congratulate you all on 100 episodes. You've made it to syndication. I remember way back when, before I started doing this segment, my channel wasn't all that old. It was a young, innocent channel. And I was messaged by a fan that told me about a podcast. And now I'll be honest with you, I really didn't listen to podcasts, like at all. But he told me, hey, you were mentioned on a podcast that I listened to. And at first I was like, wait a second, I was mentioned? Well, this sounds like an incredible podcast with impeccable taste. Where can I find such a show, and what is it about? Alright, that wasn't exactly how it went down. But I was thrilled that I was mentioned, and I did ask him about it. I was somewhat shocked that Marvel Avengers Alliance had its own podcast. At the time, I knew the game was big, but I didn't realize how big. I believe I had a few thousand subscribers at the time, but definitely not like it is now. Well, actually, it looks like I had about 6,000 subscribers because a few days later, the first All Hail the King video went live. But we're skipping ahead there. That's the big ending, so forget you heard that. Now, after I was told about this podcast that mentioned me and my channel, I asked the fellow for a link, and I went to the site, and search for a podcast that was posted around that time. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to fast forward and look for my name specifically, or if I had to listen to the whole thing. Like I said, I wasn't really big into podcasts at the time, and since I covered Marvel Avengers Alliance, I didn't exactly go around searching for videos or podcasts on the same subject. There's multiple reasons for that, but one of the funny reasons is because, and this dates back to before I even had a YouTube channel, I used to be so afraid of getting accused of plagiarism. I would almost be weary searching the internet and like writing a paper. So even to this day, I try to avoid seeing other people's ideas, like on how to beat an encounter, or specific team builds, just because I know I can come up with it on my own, and that way at least I know I did it myself. I don't know, maybe that sounds weird, but by now you probably know I have my quirks. So anyways, I found this podcast, and I started to listen. Not by choice, if I knew the exact second my name was there, I would have fast-forwarded. But as I listened, even though Charles would say some things that were definitely not correct, hey, he wasn't Epic Boss McFall yet. All joking aside, though, I thought these guys are amazing. It was extremely entertaining, and they were awesome at what they do. So I ended up listening to the full podcast, and even going back and listening to some others. Anyways, in that podcast I first listened to, they were talking about some of my teams and my evil supervillain delivery. It was pretty funny and dead on. I was just overjoyed to be mentioned by guys that were definitely pros. Shortly after that, I was contacted by Charles about doing a segment, and they came up with the name All Hail the King. So I jumped right on it, and even before that, I told quite a few people that I talked to on Facebook, hey, I got mentioned on a podcast, and these guys are really entertaining, so you should definitely check them out. So it looks like on January 20th, 2014, I posted the All Hail the King introduction video, and the rest is history. As far as the segment, this will be the 77th All Hail the King. I'm telling you, time definitely flies. But I've enjoyed the partnership, and I wish you all 100 more episodes, and beyond. Now, as for the video topic for this week, it's going to be Spider-Man Noir. And I was purposely saving this team, although I think many of you have used it by now. And I've been using it most of this PvP season myself. That's going to be Spidey Noir and Star-Lord. Who? It's a rock-solid team that I really enjoy, and I may just use it for the entire video, or I may bring in Gambit for a match. Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun and definitely worth watching. Other than that, I think Season 2, Chapter 9 should come out this week, and so we'll have a ton of videos on that. If you're looking for a specific release date, just tell Playdom that I went on vacation. It'll drop within the hour. But that's going to be it for today's segment. I want to congratulate you all on 100 episodes once again. Then thank everyone for listening and send it back to the hosts.
Well, thank you, King. I didn't feel much like a pro in the early days, even though I had been doing it for a while. It was definitely, as far as content with Ibbit, I think you can back me up here. As far as prepping for the show and actually paying attention to the game, I had a lot of catch up to do, even though we're like 10 episodes in.
Yeah, it's... there's so many different things that you got to kind of be careful when you're podcasting. Paying too much attention to the chat, paying too much attention to if you've got a game that you're sharing a video of your screen capture of your desktop. And it's got to all focus on the content and interacting with the audience. And then, secondarily, while Charles is talking, you can play a video game. I mean, while somebody in the podcast is talking, you can play a video game.
King, man, it wouldn't be the same without you. We're very glad to have you on. And I wasn't even sure that we were going to even get his attention because much like most YouTubers, they very much center on YouTube is the outlet. That's it. I make my video, I post it, you can make comments on it. I prefer especially when I approach somebody to work with them, to get an email address and do that one-on-one contact. Mm-hmm. And I had no way to get that. So I'm like, I don't know if he'll get this message on YouTube. I don't know if he'll see it for a while. At the time, he was approaching 6,000 subscribers, which is huge. I mean, it's a lot of people. Maybe in YouTube numbers it's not, but if 6,000 people showed up at your house to hear you talk about MAA, your neighbors would ask you to move. So it's really awesome. And I'm like, man, this guy really knows what he's doing. And it was definitely a mutual admiration society there, I think, for a while. And then yeah, Klotz came to the table, and I put a pin in that moment, saying our show was doing good. We obviously, from what King was saying, we'd come off as professionals. We were very entertaining. Ibbot had been doing this for years and been very good at it, because you got started very, very early on, like right after this whole podcast thing started in 2004. You jumped in with Coverville.
Yeah.
And you focused. I mean, that narrow focus has made you very successful in the podcasting world, I think.
Well, thanks. Yeah, no, I think that we each bring something to the table that is integral to the show. The podcasting experience that I have really is just good for, like, you know, knowing the technical issues with doing a podcast, because this is the only video game podcast I've ever done. So it's a whole different animal than doing a comedy podcast or doing a music podcast or a movies podcast. So bringing Klotz in with his knowledge of the game and knowledge of I don't want to say PvP gaming,
right?
Just games in general, right? Game theory.
That's it.
Was a good audio or a good addition to the show. So it was, it's a three-legged stool, and with any leg missing, I think it falls down. But when George is on here, it's a three-legged stool with a kickstand that really helps it out.
Better than being a fifth wheel, I guess.
That's right. Exactly. Nope.
Absolutely.
And Kingfisher is the padding on the stool.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you who are interested in what's coming up with the network, Giant Size Team Up Network, Kingfisher will have his own area to play in. I mean, it's not just going to be, here's Kingfisher Marvel. It's like, no, here's a Kingfisher page and all his different videos. We're going to try to build channels for him in there so that, and this is where everybody goes, we are, because he's the one building it.
Yeah, no, that's...
But I think there's definitely easy plugins that we could put in that...
Totally.
You'll get the King's MAA, you'll get his other channels, you'll get this, because he has definitely become an integral part of what we do. And until he says, that's not the path I'd like to go on, I'd like to go in a different direction, we're bringing him along. And if he ever does want to go in a different direction, we're going to back him 100%, and we're going to do everything we can to be a part of it and help him out. And, you know, he's definitely an amazing content creator. But going back to Klotz coming along, because Klotz even told himself that he reached out and he said, hey, I can help you write some things. I like editing. And Ibbot and I both went, hey, that's another aspect to what we do that we're not doing is the written word and the blog. And Klotz proved to be really, really good at that. And I think he was with us for maybe three episodes or two episodes. And we're like, hey, you guys need a moderator. How about, because we were losing the chat room. And you and I, and he goes, how about I moderate, I watch the chat room and I'll feed it to you on Skype. Yeah. And we're like, okay, we can do that. And I'll be honest with you. I've done this long enough. I'm like, you're kind of weaseling your way into the show, man. I got my eye on you. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
You know what? It helped us not look at the chat room as much. I mean, we were,
it did. Absolutely.
You know, we were looking at it for feedback on what we were talking about, which is, again, you know, a big mistake to do in a one or two person show,
right?
Having a third person that, you kind of all take turns, right? Like two of you are discussing an issue, third person's kind of chiming in, but that person's kind of monitoring the chat room and making sure that you're being, you know, accurate, that you're being factual, that your audio isn't echoing, etc. And so I think that there's benefits, lots of benefits to having a three-person show. And it only works if you've got good rapport and kind of an understanding of how the rhythm goes in each person's speech and cadence. I know just from talking to you guys when Charles is getting ready to wrap up what he's saying so that I can jump in. Same with Paul. Paul knows it with me, knows it with Charles, etc. And you listen to a lot of podcasts and it's three guys all trying to talk over each other. And that just doesn't work for me. So it's, you know, it's basically making the podcast that I'd want to listen to if I were an MAA fan that wasn't already part of an MAA podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know, right?
There you go.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, your first initial response is somebody should do that. That'd be awesome. I'd listen to that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out to where we were the ones to do it. So Claude sat in Skype a couple of times and absolutely helped improve the show that way. Yeah. Then you had to go do one of the million awesome things that you do that takes you out of studio.
Right.
And we're like, well, all right, we're going to try him out. And you know, I know Klotz had to run for a second. You back, Klotz?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'll make sure you're here.
I've been here this whole time while you guys have been singing my praises.
Yeah, okay. Here comes a little bump in the road. So I'm like, all right, we'll try.
Here's where that
we'll
all
try
comes crashing down.
Yeah, we'll try him on the show one time. It's fine. And he gets on. And even as fresh and as green as you were, man, because even you pulled, I never had to coach him once. Because when we did the follow-up call after the show, mm-hmm. he's like, God, man, I said, a million times. And I stuttered and I went too long. And it just made me laugh because I knew it was going to work out. Because that's actually the exact notes I had to go over with him was he had just, but in the midst of all this fresh, green rookie mistakes that he's making, this information that was flowing forward that the audience was like, oh my God, he's so right on the statistics and RNG.
We have somebody on this show who understands the game.
Exactly. Basically, finally somebody who knows the seriousness behind it, you know, and it was a huge wreck. And I felt a connection there. And the fact, you know, when I called him, you're like, well, let me see how he takes instruction. And I didn't even have to give it. He was just, this is where I messed up. This is that. Like, perfect. And it did. That's why I put the pin in, and this is where the show started. Is once he got in, he smoothed his rough edges, and it balanced the show like everything you were saying of it. And it would not be the same as it is now. And we're very glad to have you on, man.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Now I'm going to be hard as hell on you with Come Out and Play, just so you know. Yeah. Hey, I expect the golden boy to do well.
That's my baby. That's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That's going to be awesome. Now, we've got a lot of letters here and lots of voicemail. Let me do the Pokey Professor, and then we'll just start going through all this. And then while we're playing this, George, I'm going to send you a link to the show notes so you can read some emails as well.
Oh, very good, very good.
All right, so here is the Pokey Professor.
Welcome back, agents. I am Agent PokerProf, here with another audio report. This week I wanted to talk about our future-worthy Mockingbird and why everyone seems to really dislike her in her base form. While admittedly she's not the best hero around, she's got a fairly tight kit, has the ability to change into multiple classes thanks to her passive, and her EISO makes that even better. She also has one of the most cohesive kits around, working and building up to her level 9. In fact, that's exactly what you're wanting to do, getting as many of the Paragon debuffs onto the enemy as you can, followed up with the critical intel to make your next attack a critical hit, makes the level 9 hit extremely hard. Add in a few class changes from your passive, and Mockingbird can one-shot most people if set up correctly. Regardless of how good she is now, though, we're going to be seeing her a lot once she becomes worthy, so prepare for that. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your guys' time. I'm sending you back to the hosts. Fight safe, agents.
Isn't that kind of an oxymoron, fight safe?
Fight safe. Well, that means from a distance. Use ranged attacks.
There you go. So you want to theorize that Mockingbird might be the next, she might be the next worthy, you think?
Should we, is that something that needs to be discussed? Is that something that needs to be confirmed by us?
I think that was the episode that you were out on and we got to talk about.
Oh,
it.
Yeah. That, and I did. I missed the Mockingbird discussion and the karaoke of Mockingbird from Dumb and Dumber. And,
yeah, that was also, my fan request. That absolutely was my fan request there.
And I also missed the discussion on MAA2, which I won't chime in now, but if there's another announcement we do talk about on the show, then I'll give you my take on it. I mean, the bottom line is that any decision that they make to make this, to actually really officially announce it, is going to result in no more gold purchases in MA1, regardless of how long they say they're going to sunset it. You know, I'm a gold spender. I do the gold sales and stuff, but as soon as they officially announce 2.0, there's no point in me going, you know, buying any more gold on MA1, right?
Even if they say it'll take 2 years to sunset it?
if they're announcing something 2 years before it's become available,
wonder that MAA 2 will be available, but that MAA 1 will still go on for another year and a half.
Yeah, even if they say, yeah, even if they say, because I'm not gonna play both MAA 1 and 2. If
I gotcha.
MAA 2 is available, and I'm gonna have to start the bottom again and get all the characters and all that business. Then I'm not going to. Well, let me rephrase that. After I play MAA 2, that's when the final decision comes into play, whether or not I go back to MAA 1 or just kind of give up entirely.
Yeah, we saw what happened with Tactics.
But if I'm going to be, yeah, right, exactly. But if I'm going to be devoting time and energy to gotta catch them all superheroes games, then it's going to be one of the two and probably going to be 2.0 if that looks like it's got legs, especially if it's not based in Flash and it's based in iOS or Android architecture, then that's probably the direction I'll go.
That makes sense.
All but guarantee that it won't be a Flash game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a mobile only, so that's right.
And since Flash and iOS just aren't the best of friends, I'm guessing no Flash.
And they've already announced it's going to be available on iOS, so I think it's safe to say that is definitely no Flash.
Right.
Yeah. Now that's going to be my evergreen or whatever. I'm sure I'll get mocked for that endlessly.
No, I think you're pretty.
I mean, I think it's right.
Yeah. I mean, from everything, from the rumors and the screenshots that we saw, mobile only, which really does mean they're going to use a better architecture than Flash to build it. So,
you know, we can't talk about all this stuff and talk about everything we've been through without talking about the amazing fans. You know, the reason we do this, the listeners.
Just kidding.
you know, we got a bunch of emails here. I see everybody's on it. We'll get to that. I see that on Facebook, Mug Twig says, I just lost it on Facebook. Where's my Facebook? There you go. Guys, thanks for the entertainment over the first 100. You've kept my interest up in the game since I started listening around episode 50. Keep it up. Thank you, sir. I think that's going to be kind of a running theme. And in the chat, our agent, I think as Arana said, that in all seriousness, Disney or Playdom should support us in one way or the other because we've kept the interest in the game and because we help with some business ideas and we help with, we're the voice of the community for them and we're the voice of the game to the fans. And it's been helpful. And that's actually what we've tried to shoot for, just share the passion, be truthful in everything we do, you know, call crap crap and call good good and be nice. There's my quote for today. We taught you to be nice. But let's hear from some others. And there's some people I specifically want to mention, but we're going to hear from Agent Osinico here now.
Hello, Carrier. This is Agent Osinico wishing you a happy 100th episode. That's awesome. And to say, good luck, Steven Z. I am participating in this season for the first time ever. I'm in the Gold League. I just made it. Yay. Of course, I'm doing it for the Hyperion lockboxes because it's about time Hyperion's added to the game. So, but thanks for the hours and hours of great listening and the talk about MAA. And hopefully we got another to the next 200 episodes.
No, thank you, sir. I honestly, I don't mind doing another 200 if the game changes. If it stays the same, then it's like, I don't know. At some point, we're like, you know, we need something different, man.
Well, I mean, what do you mean if the game changes? Because they're going to always, they're going to develop content.
I don't mean content. Well, you know, we hit that mode where our fans called us out and said, hey, it's kind of becoming a theme of this is broken, fix it, you know, as versus the content, the fun, the passion. And that's the thing, you know, if like you said, if they announce MAA 2, then the show can easily transition there and our passions will come up. It's the Flash, I think it is. It's the brokenness of it, the, oh, well, we know we're going to get CVEs. And there's stuff to discuss on the next episode for sure with stuff going on. But right now, you know, I'm having a blast. I'm still loving the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's always going to be strategy kind of content that we'll be talking about here on this show. So regardless of the occasional, you know, if this is broken, fix it. This is broken, fix it. I think the heart of the show is always going to be strategy and discussion about what's coming next in the game, what we can kind of expect and where we think things are going, new chapters and new new heroes that get announced and where we think they might be going from there. So
absolutely. And it's fun. As long as we're having fun, we're going to keep doing it. And one more voicemail. We actually had some great voicemails. I think There's a third one that came in, but it came in after we started the show, so I didn't have time to record it and put it up. If it is what I think it is, then we'll play it on next week's show. Agent Wisdom got one in here.
Hello, agents. Agent Chris here. Just wanting to wish a happy centennial to the hosts. Congrats on making this a very compelling and successful podcast. Also, congrats to the community for making it so. Thanks to PD for helping us ring in the milestone with Trevor. the Mandarin.
And that's right. It's Agent Chris. So you take a shot. I messed that one up. So we're going to go to the From the Field now. But before we do that, there's some specific people that have helped us out directly through the years, plural, and through the 100 episodes. I'm going to say Nikolai, who's made an appearance not once but twice on the air with us. He's always been there with the artwork. And I want to say a big thank you. I mean, look at the bezel he did on Twitch.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, today's amazing. This is easily the most gorgeous bezel that he's done. And it's just sharp.
Yeah. And there's a show 100 background or a show art thing that he did for us that will be going up. Mm-hmm. When I put the show out, it'll go on the front page of the Helicarrier. It'll go on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be the show art this week as opposed to any fun thing I can find. He did an amazing job. The other person, one of our first infiltrators was Buck, Agent Buck. Mm-hmm. He was always feeding us information. Art. See, I knew if I started a list, it'd be bad. But the ones that worked with us directly, Buck always came to us and gave us information. Callum Reavy was running our Facebook page for a long time until life changed for him and his internet didn't do as well. And stepping up in his place, Mark Parrott now is doing our Facebook page and doing a wonderful job of it, making up the graphics himself. And last week I just said, hey, intermittently, could you just remind people that's going to be on Wednesday instead of Tuesday? And he's just done this great job of new graphics every time he announces it and getting the information out there. And he's doing really, really well. Tim A has been promoting the show for a very long time for us on Facebook. And then there's been lots of friends, you know, lots of people out there in your groups. And the one in particular I want to call out is the Blade Man, Agent Blade. He's got an email here. He, in his group for the game, found our show. Once he started finding it, he just started promoting everything that we do. Yeah, he's promoting Coverville. He's promoting this. He's promoting Ermengarde and everything else. And he's been a great friend of the show. And we want to say thank you to you guys for doing what you do and being a part of what we do. And Nikolai in the Blog Talk chat, you're goddamn right. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, while we all have ups and downs and moments in life, it's been awesome. So let's read some of these emails from people.
Sorry, every once in a while, we may be an angry blogger, right?
Yeah. Doom. Who wants to take the first one?
I'll do it.
All right.
Agent Gravitron, FTH, says, congrats on the 100th episode. I've been listening since episode one when it was just McFall. Oh, those prequels. That episode is a very funny blast from the past. I want to keep it short, so I just want to say congrats, and it's been a pleasure to come to know and love all my FTH comrades. I truly believe the friendships I've made because of the AOL community are long-lasting, important things to me that will last far longer than MAA itself. Very cool. Man, yeah, this is a hell of a community, man.
It really is.
Yeah.
Ibb and I instituted this email reading thing very early on, saying it's not just about us. It really is about building a community. That's what the Agents Only Lounge is all about. And it's never been about we know everything about the game. It's always been we love the game, we share our ideas, but we need other ideas. And I guess I think Agent Graviton is actually the Winter Soldier. I mean, he called us comrades. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Claude, you want to hit Agent Raimi?
Yes, I do.
Go and hit him.
Greetings, agents. This is Agent Raimi, FTH, coming to say hello. Hope you all doing well, and congratulations. I've been a loyal listener since FTH 20 when I heard the reference in Kingfisher's All Hail the King, and it totally metamorphosed the way I look at the game. In the way I farm and team up heroes. Sorry.
I think Klaus is getting all teary-eyed with the love in the room.
Hold on, guys. I need a minute.
But
but I have some questions. First, we're a podcast 32 and from 27 to 30. And why did you guys stop talking about heroes such as Taskmaster, Doom, Fixer, and Hybrid, and all the others? You only talked about them so small of a time. Three, do you think that for season 2, chapter 12, that they will give us Scotty? I mean, think about it. Sin is a regular release or PvP or Spec Ops, and reward for the last chapter is Scotty's ult. I mean, she's among the 12 worthy, isn't she?
Is she number 13 or is she number 12? She's number one. I mean, she's the one who started.
First one we encountered.
That's very interesting.
Would be a great way to close out the season, right?
Yeah, that's awesome, a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's on the side of right.
What's that?
That's a good point.
On the side of good.
No, but there's still time for Brian Michael Bendis to write something.
There's always time for Brian Michael Bendis.
That's right, exactly.
Last, thanks for always reading my emails, and I apologize if I don't give enough help and tips to the game. With appreciation, loyalty, and respect, an FT8 agent and proud, Ramey. Thanks, man. That's an awesome letter.
So to answer his question about 27 to 30, so we actually, about the time that Winter Soldier came out and we saw screenshots of the helicarrier crashing into the building, right? That was a big thing. Our site, thehelicarrier.com, crashed. There was a update that went totally sideways. Mm-hmm. I think we actually have lost those episodes. I'm still trying to find them in my busy schedule. But that's what happened to those. I was able to reinstate up through 1 through 27, because I think we're on episode 30 when it crashed, or on episode 31. Now, I don't know about 32. I wasn't aware that one was missing, but that's on me, and yeah, I'm going to dig through the wreckage and see what we can find. George, you want to hit Agent Iron Spider?
Why? He didn't do anything to me.
Did you read it, please?
Read it. Okay. This is Agent Iron Spider making first contact with the head honchos from the Helicarrier. First, I want to say that I just discovered you guys a few weeks ago, and I love what I am hearing. I started playing MAA just before the Ghost Rider Spec Ops on Playdom.com. I worked my way up to level 250 and had over half the heroes, including all but two of the lockbox heroes, when the transfer happened. Man, what a bummer. I unfortunately was unable to get my stuff transferred. I have since climbed to level 215 and have almost half the unlockable heroes. I am loving the Spider-Verse stuff, but where is Iron Spider-Man? Oh, I'm sure he's coming. He'll be cool when he does come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have heard a lot of people talking about how lame Ant-Man is. They obviously do not know of how to use him. He is awesome, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
I will sign off by saying happy 100th episode, smiley. Agent Iron Spider.
Iron Spider-Man would be really cool.
It would be great. You know, it's funny. There isn't, I mean, with all the different Spider-Men that we're getting in Spider-Verse, or that we got in Spider-Verse in the comic series, and there were all these one-shots, the Spider-Verse one-shots where you get like three different mini stories within one issue of Spider-Verse. None of them have focused on an Iron Spider version.
Well, you know what? This is just a shot in the dark prediction, but I think, it's a ways away till we get the Civil War movie, but it's possible that they could bring in the Iron Spider as a Spider-Man alt during that time.
Right, because it wouldn't be a Miles Morales or a... Yeah,
it's Peter Parker under that suit, so it would be an alt.
Right, and we've gotten enough alts, I think, for a while for Spider-Man.
Yeah, is enough really enough?
There were enough alts.
More spiders. There's clearly not enough yet.
More spiders.
was that a John Travolta? What were you doing right there?
No, we were talking about Christopher Walken as Cowbell before he showed up. There's more spiders. Yeah, see, you do it better. You do everything better. Let me have this. Marsha.
I got a fever. The only prescription is more spiders.
However, you're correct. The Iron Spider was the Civil War alt, so there's a possibility we'll get it there. And Civil War is still a year away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it might happen. So, all right. Agent Silencer, happy 100th episode. Just wanted to write in and quickly congratulate you on reaching this milestone. I'm currently a super Spartan with a full roster of heroes, all at level 14. I've made it into Adamantium the last 6 seasons, in no small part due to the tactics and advice I've received while listening to this show. Thank you to Golden Age Ibbit, Epic Boss McFall, Soapbox Cox, Kingfisher 745, and the rest of the community. To make it this long is a testament to the hosts and all involved in bringing the show out each week. Keep up the great work. Looking forward to the next 100 episodes, Agent Silencer. Now, thank you, Agent Silencer, for that. But we always talk about Playdom Listens, right? And I actually was referencing this the other day in something else when they say, you know, oh, well, I'm not that great. Or it's like, no. When you play, when you do a podcast, when you do anything that you're putting yourself out there, you act as if you're doing it on this huge level that you think you're going to be someday, not who you are today. And that's how I do everything. And you know, I even referenced the note that early on with Ibbit, it's like, oh, Playdom Listens. And I remember clear as day, Ibbit was like, oh, yeah, good luck with that. Hey, okay, that's fine. You, the digital pat on the head is what I got. And at the time, they did not. But I just kept saying that over and over. And then I don't know when they started listening, but at some point, and it was after Klotz came on, so maybe Klotz was the key. Yeah,
right.
But at some point, you know, we became one of their 50 people they follow on Twitter. And when they had millions of followers, they only followed, you know, a handful like most companies do. And they started following us. And then they started referencing some things and responding back to us on Twitter. And we saw clear evidence that they were listening. Where's our congratulations on the 100 shows? Man, all we do is talk about your product every freaking week. A congrats on 100 would be 100 free commercials, man. Just say it.
I know I do a fair amount of belly aching in their direction, so they're probably like, yeah, grats.
Yeah.
Please shut up.
Exactly. Right.
Well, maybe after they hear all what people are saying is that they've – and that's what we get a lot of.
We had a 100th episode congratulations all written for you, but we nerfed it.
Call us when you get to 200, maybe. I think – overall theme, if it's not a special tactic that they have, if it's not like insight that somebody's sharing, the emails follow that route of, hey, I still play because of you guys. Hey, I made it to this level because of you guys. Yo, I would have quit a long time ago. Especially, I think we were definitely pivotal in the when Playdom shut down their servers and moved to Facebook only. There was a lot of players who did ultimately quit, and we miss you, Macho Man Randy Savage. That was his screen name. I can't remember his actual name. He contacted us a few times. But he quit playing because it was too hard to regain ground. But there were a lot of those players who were listening to this show said, I kept playing because of the show, and now I made it back to 300. And I got my weapons back, and I got this. So I would tear up a little bit if Playdom hit us up with a congrats on 100 shows.
Oh, I would too, sure.
I think it's your turn, Ibbit.
All right. Agent Stewart, FTH, said, got to write in and relay one of my favorite moments from the past. I'd written into show number 69 and had another topic, but started by politely complaining about the low blows of Karnak crotch shots. It took a minute for the reference to sink in with the help of Agent Wiggles, but when it did, it was a hilarious moment. Thanks. And until you make Paul swab the deck, make mine FTH. Here's a great idea for the 100th show. When a player manages, through blood, sweat, and tears, to reach level 300, wouldn't it be cool to be able to replace the agent with a character and run missions with the teams built for 3? Warriors 3, Foundation uniforms, Guardians, etc. Congrats and a special thank you, Charles, for getting the ball rolling. Signed, Agent Stewart, FTH.
Well, you're welcome.
So let's see. When a player manages to reach level 300, so basically having... having
the agent with one of the heroes of your choose, choice.
Right? So you could use Hybrid and Venom and Agent Venom, and like use those as a combos instead of forcing you to have an agent. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But like, would it be forever? Like, so you hit 300, and I'm gonna go retire. Well, I'm in Tahiti.
I think saying having the option. To do it.
Right.
Like you do on one of the daily missions, you have the option to run anything. So you can run the X-Force. I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun running the X-Force teams and the Heroes 3 together. I would like the option in PvE. I don't want to have to worry about the tactics and everything you have to worry about if it makes the PvP. So please, please just keep it simple in PvP, which you're still working on. But PvE, that would be a blast. Anytime I run really through chapter 10, 9, 1, anything I play, I can play any three heroes. That'd be fun.
Well, it'd just be nice to be able to level three heroes all at once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's that.
So sure, that'd be great.
And I noticed that for the first, I think, ever, somebody said, you know what? If you be mean to Paul, I quit the show. It's like, until you make Paul swap the deck, make mine from the helicarrier, which means if we put Paul to menial labor, he's like, nope, I'm done. I'm not listening anymore.
There you go, Nobody puts Klotz. Paul in the corner.
except Agent Cal, because it's your turn, Klotz.
Hello, everyone. Agent Cal here. First, congratulations on 100 episodes. If this was a comic book, it would be a giant size issue with special guests. And I hope there will be another 100 more. I like your podcast because it helps create a sense of community around the game. That, even with all the CVEs, PvP gates, and in the end, we're here because we're having fun.
Yeah.
My personal favorite moment of the show was from when the quit battle button was added to PvP. One of you suggested that instead of a running stick figure, it should be an eye with a single tear rolling down. That made me laugh. See you guys in the chat.
That's awesome.
And speaking of the chat, just to illustrate how awesome and ridiculous and incredibly nerdy the fans of this show are, they are currently arguing in the chat room live on Twitch about whether Spider-Man Noir is the same Peter Parker as the other Peter Parker as every other Spider-Man. And DNA testing was brought into the conversation.
I know. Isn't that great?
You guys are freaking nerds. Okay.
The thing, Klotz, you're a nerd. You're an effing nerd.
Nobody likes you.
And nobody likes you. Yeah. Go watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2, people. You're missing out. It's so amazing.
Unlike most comedy sequels, that one is actually
right.
good.
Yeah, I agree. So, side note. George, would you like to take on Agent Fleming?
I will. Greetings. Congratulations on 100 episodes. That is quite an accomplishment. You three have helped create a real sense of community for me within this game, as well as vastly improving my game in both terms of production and enjoyment. Here is hoping we can all still be there at 200. I have one question. When is Ibid going to do all Kingfisher Coverville show? The world is clamoring for it. Congrats again, Agent Fleming, FTH.
I will second that vote. I will listen to an all Kingfisher Coverville. Mm-hmm. Just to pee myself. It'd
just
be awesome.
A medley of his greatest hits, I think, would be something, right?
Yeah. You know,
that was done by us, re-recorded by us.
No, because he's already covering them.
Cover Thawne is coming up, and we could probably have him make a special appearance.
Oh, yeah, right. Have him call in and talk about...
I was going to have him call in and sing. No talking, singing.
Calling in and sing. Sure. Love it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kingfisher doing all his greatest hits. I get it.
All right, Agent Big G, happy 100 episodes. I have been an avid listener for at least 30 episodes, and if this reaches you late, wow, episode 100 was awesome. Congrats on episode 101. I like how you think. Yeah. I reached Spartan about 4 months ago. I am yet to have all my heroes at 14. The last gold sale was... I was to grab some gold with about 10 minutes ago, which enabled me to grab the heroes I was missing and let me get the epic boss in the last spec ops. So I think he bought gold, is what he's saying. I also grabbed the sword and ant power glove and Hawkeye gem. Between them, I see my counterattack skyrocket, and the sword is awesome melee helper and a great finisher weapon. I must say I wouldn't be half the player I am if it wasn't for your show and Kingfisher's videos. So I'd just like to say thanks. Agent Big G signing out, and it's back to the flight deck with me, as always. I am always on the lookout for more allies. So there you go. Find nice. Agent Big G and ally him up. So I think cool. This is a tag team between you and yes. Klotz.
Yeah, here. I see this.
See if we can do this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Agent Blade. So I think you read that first part, and then in the quotes, Klotz does his thing.
All right. In my soapbox Klotz voice.
Hey, you guys.
100 FTH episodes. How cool is that, agents? It's Agent Blade, a.k.a. the Blade Man, wishing you guys a happy 100th. Speaking on behalf of all my fellow AOS Facebook group members, we just want to say thank you, Golden A. Gibbet, Soapbox Klotz, Epic Boss McFall, and the Kingfisher 745 for bringing the MAA community the very best in reviews, gaming news, gameplay tips, and strategy every single week. We honor you on this day and give you the utmost respect as what you do as podcasters. Keep up the great work and much success. We know that there are plenty other MAA based podcast shows out there, but as Blade always says, somebody else going to say this one? I'll say it.
Are you sure?
Some Emmer effers are always trying to ice skate uphill. You better wake up. The world you live in is just a sugar-coated topping. There's another world beneath it, the real world. And if you want to survive it, you better learn to pull the trigger. In other words, FGH is just one badass podcast. And with that, the Blade Man has fled.
That's awesome. AOS would be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He has a group out there. That's his group. He's a great dude. He's a lot of fun. Klotz, you can do Agent Gustafsson. Now, he's the second Swedish agent that we had. Our first was worth note, Agent Snorri. Yeah, I actually don't know what Snorri's agent's name is. Snorri was, I believe, our first, at least vocal, Swedish agent. Actually, he's Icelandic.
He's Icelandic.
See, you know, I gotta poke at Snorri though. You gotta poke at him just a little bit, right? But no, I apologize. Man. I meant foreign. How about that? Just stop.
You just rolled into the ditch. It's just
take a drink. Just do the whole bottle. Geez. You'll enjoy the show better. I'll give
you an OGs just for that.
Agent Gustafsson writes in saying, "Hello, Helicarrier. This is your Swedish agent Gustafsson reporting in. I want to congratulate you on your 100th show, and all 100 have been so great. Or wait a minute, I haven't heard the 100th yet. Well, all 99 have been great. I hope you all do right on the 100th one. Anyway, I want to write in about why I've stuck with you for 100 shows and probably will for 100 more, or 1,000. It's not because of your knowledge about the game, clearly. Sure, you sometimes have quite good tips, but mostly it's the Agents Only Lounge that have the knowledge, while McFall have the amnesia.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I love your show because of the humor, because of all the nerdy jokes you make. I love it because Ibbet always seems to be the one who wants to correct McFall when he's wrong, but never really has the heart to do it. I love that McFall always bashes that he doesn't remember a thing, but to do it with such confidence. I would love to see how he was doing at an elderly home. And I love how Klotz always has all the nerdy facts about everything except this game. I love the show because you all seem to have a life except Klotz. And finally, I love this show because it has three hosts that are passionate about their show and give it such great personality. Thank you for 99 really great shows. You rock. Your devoted agent, Gustafsson.
That was awesome, man. We appreciate
Very
it.
Very cool.
And accurate. It's pretty accurate. I get that too. I tell you, there's times when I'm saying something and I can just feel it coming off of it, just going, "Nice." All right, I'm just going to let him read.
Yeah, I'm just going to
let the puppy hit the wall. It's okay.
Every once in a while, you throw out one of the off-color jokes,
and
I feel through the force Ibbet and I collectively cringing.
Right, exactly. Is there an undo button on this show?
That's why people are here, you know. You have to remind people where the line is by crossing it every once in a while. I'm just saying. George, would you like to do Agent or read Agent Steinmetz Deer?
I would very much like to do Agent Steinmetz Deer. Oh. Right. Hi, Helicarrier crew. I wanted to give you a quick congrats on making it to episode 100. Your show is awesome. I enjoy listening to it every week, and it gives me an outlet to hear other MAA enthusiasts. All of my IRL friends gave up on it long ago. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Keep up the great work, great discussions, and fun expansions to the giant-sized team-up network. I'm already appreciating both the MCU cast and panel by panel. Yay!
Awesome.
Cool.
In honor of episode 100, I think I'll finally send friend requests over to Ibbet and McFall. One of these days, I hope to be in a better position to contribute to Patreon. But for the moment, that's not possible. Have you thought about setting up an Amazon affiliates link as another option for supporting the show? That might be something I could get in on while doing other purchases. And now, back to the flight deck, Agent Steinmetz Deer.
Yeah, no.
That's a good point. Yeah, we should have an Amazon affiliate account.
This is why you do a show 100 and you don't do a show 100. We've done 100 episodes and went, we never actually, I've done that on other shows, as I'm sure you have too, Emmett.
Yeah.
We know about the concept.
Every other show that I do has an Amazon affiliate account.
Not us. And think of all the amazing DC and Marvel media that's out there alone.
We could almost do something like have the Amazon pick of the week for a graphic novel or a story collection or things like that. We could almost do something like that.
Yeah. you might could.
I'm going to possibly. Vegas. You guys work on that while I'm going.
All right. You know, Klotz, you don't have a life apparently. So, which is totally not true. He just doesn't share his private life like we do. We talk about we're going to be gone, and we do that. He's had school and jobs and life. I mean, he's worked his ass off. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to back him up on that. There was something I was going to throw out here. Crap.
I wish you could see the face I'm making right now.
Well, when you hook up your webcam Charles is getting for you, then we will be able to.
It's still on me. I'm working on that. Yeah. We just got our Patreon in, so we'll do that. Agent ADHU at who with FDH. That's exactly how I pulled it at right who? From this one. I like it. I pulled this one right from the signature. So that's Agent at who with FDH. To Epic Boss, Golden Age, and Soapbox. It's been so long that I can't remember how I found out about FDH, but to this day, I can't thank you enough that I did. When I started playing MAA, I would constantly scour the internet to find more resources to improve my game that I found from the Helicarrier. Here were two, at the time, fellow MAA players who created a unique, lighthearted, always hilarious, very informative, and more importantly, community-based podcast created solely on their love and enjoyment of the game. Through this, I've added fellow FTH agents to my roster, enjoyed the witty banter that goes on in the chat room, the advice, ideas, and tips that have saved me from days of frustration or even quitting the game completely. That's what I believe is FTH's greatest success, community. I'm so proud to be a part of the community that the FTH attached to my agent name is my badge of badassery in PvP. You provided an outlet for all who share the similar passion for MAA. We may have lost a great agent along the way. Rest in peace, Disco Booty. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But episode 82 alone reminds us just how strong and caring our community is. Now, 100 episodes in, your team has grown with the Kingfisher providing the best videos for MAA and Fashland. Uncle George. Who keeps you all in line, as he does. Ellie, who brings back the much-needed beginner's perspective. And Ellie, who brings back the much-needed beginner's perspective. I also wish similar success to the Helicarrier Network, which is now Giant Size Team-Up Network, with Panel by Panel and the MCU podcast, and hopefully more to come. And absolutely more are on their way. Mm-hmm. On behalf of all your agents, thank you and all of your Patreons for building this amazing community. And congratulations on making it 100 episodes of MA awesomeness. know that you have our and future listener support towards the fatal funnel that is episode 300. And in the Spartan voice, this is from the Helicarrier. Agents at who with FTH out.
Nice.
So thank you. To touch on Ellie, we really tried to get her in this week. She is about to get married. She has got cons like every weekend leading up to Dragon Con that she has to prepare for. She's still holding down a day job. And now she actually is on a paid podcast, thanks to, in part, by us getting her back into the game. She is doing
what?
Yeah, she's there's a
there's such a thing?
I know, it's crazy, right? There is, actually. There's a magazine that does all this anime and other types of that world coverage, and she was with them before, and now they've paid her to come back, and it's not a lot because she's still on a day job, but she's on a podcast out there now doing that. So she doesn't have time to play the game very much, so she might come on from time to time just for the fun of it and give us grief as she does. But that's where she's going right now. And speaking of MCU cast, those guys are doing amazingly well. I'm not going to spout numbers, but I got to say, once we gave them a light to shine, that's all I did. It's all we did with the network is we gave them a light to shine on them because they're awesome. And they have just blown up. They're doing great. So you know what? I want to tell you, keep an eye on the DC On Screen podcast. I see the messages there. Keep an eye on DC On Screen podcast because those guys are blowing up too. They're amazing. Cool. Who wants to read Agent Averill?
I'll do that one. I think it's my turn. Agent Averill says, greetings, FTH. Agent Averill here. 100 episodes. That's amazing. Congratulations, you guys. Between last episode and this one, I was trying to remember if I found the Helicarrier through Kingfisher or if I found Kingfisher through FTH. Turns out, I still can't remember, but I'm inclined to say it was King first. I remember my first report asking about the Shanna covert op and every long and occasionally funny report I've sent since then. Good times. As you can probably tell, I can't do brief, so I feel responsible for that rule. I'll try in the future, but no promises. I've been around Satana for the last 4 PvP seasons, so ... Anyway, congratulations once again. Here's to 100 more. Tell the Warriors 3 we need to toast to this. Signed, Agent Averill. P.S. There should be cake because boobs.
Nice throwback. I'm not allowed to say that anymore. But
that's right. The cake
you.
And the boobs are a lie.
They,
just so you
oh,
know.
But that's the second one's okay. so that is it, man. We got in every email that was sent to us. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of 100. Yeah. And taking care of all this stuff. Yep, I'm down. They're giving me the. I love it. The chat room knows when I have to leave. They're giving me the countdown, man. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, man. So yeah, I do
they
have to hit the door.
Back.
They do, man. This whole community has our back, and we love it. Thanks for the Amazon affiliate reminder. We will definitely get that out, and we will take your suggestions on what products to put up there, and to and of course anything you shop through that link will help us out. That's going to be awesome. Klotz, show 100. What's your favorite moment of anything that we've done?
Favorite moment? I've got to say the couple of Skype calls we've done with the community have been great moments.
Oh, yeah.
Especially that first one because, like, it was so early on. You know, I'd only been on a couple shows at that point, and I really got to see, you know, the passion that some of our more diehard fans had for both the game and for the show and the community around it. Ever since we set up the Agents Only Lounge, it's just been an amazing ride and it's been a real pleasure. And I want to thank everybody and say Disco Booty lives, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. So absolutely. That's what we need to design is some kind of disco shiny bauble to give away as part of the show and in his honor.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have not forgotten. I'm still going to do a extra life, you know, like 12-hour run where I play a bunch of games and we do a segment, you know, an FTH segment and everything and in honor of Disco Booty. So
we'll do it.
You know, he's still alive in our hearts. We haven't forgotten. I promise it's coming probably this fall.
Yeah, much like other shows that'll get canceled. George, do you have a favorite moment from 100 episodes?
Yeah, I think I do. It was when I put in one of my audio reports talking about keeping items at hand, and then somebody brought up the canopic jar, and then you went to look for them, and you realized you had sold them all. And that was a moment of vindication.
Fair enough. That's right.
Yeah, you needed him to not lose vision in the heroic battle from a few seasons ago.
That made me laugh out loud. LOL'd.
Yeah,
that kind of reminds me of that time that somebody sent in an audio clip where they called me out for mispronouncing something.
That was a great
Hungarian
clip
by chance?
Yeah, Hungarian. Yeah, that evergreen, those make my top three. Yeah.
Ibit, what's your favorite?
I think it was when we were in the middle of a show and Playdom decided to drop a new Spec Ops. And, you know, the three of us, I don't think any of us actually paid full attention to the rest of that episode, nor did our live stream listeners, because we were all in the middle of like, oh, I just got, hold on, I just got a refresh.
It was fun. It screeched at a halt. I just say, you know, my favorite episode, and I have to be a little fanboy for a second, is the fact that I got to watch Ibit do what he's done for 10 years and become this beacon of light. And you just let me say this. He became this beacon of light in podcasting of what we can be and what we can do and how in the midst of the ups and downs of everything that's gone on in the last 10 years with it, how many people have tried to co-op it and it's become sometimes an ugly atmosphere. He's always the nicest guy that's out there. And watched him do all of that, and then to be able not only to do a show with you, you know, that had the honor of doing that and seeing the success you've had and have you see me as an equal was great vindication. And it's like, hey, we're doing this great show. But then to have that vision for the network and for you to be right on board with that and everything you've done to build the company you've had to build with Coverville and the other things that you've done, that's my favorite moment of all this is not only do I get to talk about this fun game that when I was supposed to be looking for a job because I lost mine, I'm playing it more. So I decided to start a podcast on it. So then it's research that now that is actually bringing in some money, which is very helpful to us guys. Thank you, everybody who's our Patreon. But it's also opening up this potential career that we could have that you're excited about. And that to me has been a great ride. Stop that. And so with that, there's so much more coming with the network, man. Just think about what we've done here and now having the freedom of anything comic and finding great guys like Klotz and Uncle George to work with us and Kingfisher and the MCU cast and beyond. I mean, it's going to be, man, the Nerdist, he's going to do stuff like us after a while because it's just going to be that amazing. And I don't have this uploaded into Blog Talk Radio, so here's the standard Woodard outro. And again, thanks to Mike Woodard, who produces most of the stuff. We didn't produce this show because this is a very quick turnaround raw show, but he produces everything else I do, and he's going to be a producer for Breaking the Panel and other stuff. He's the guy who did the intro for Panel by Panel, and he produced that whole thing. Literally, George and I record it, throw it to him, he did the rest. So big thanks to Mike Woodard. Yeah, he's amazing. So here is his outro for us on this show.
Agents, listen up. Music from The Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, for 100 episodes, the bosses have fled.
Yeah!